I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, the holy name of Jesus. That's what we focus on the entire month of January. My name is Jesse Romero. I'm on duty. Terry, what about you?
I'm on duty, Jess, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to share the gospel. Today's show, we've got quite a bit today. We've got Father Chad Ripperger coming back in with his spiritual warfare and communism parts. Little short videos, if this is the first time you're listening. You're going to love Father Chad. He's an exorcist, and boy, he's amazing. We're also going to talk just the facts about the election. What went on? What's the truth about this? Because we hear so much going on with that. We just like to set the record straight. And no matter who, you know, the facts don't mean anything. I understand that. But the fact is, Jesus Christ is still Lord, even after this election. Also, Jess, we want to we're going to talk about a letter that Father Frank Pavone put together for the Trump administration, in a sense, regarding the MAGA movement. So that's an interesting thing that Father Pavone will tell. Also, the good news, gosh, we got some good news. I love good news on pro-life. Two things. One, a report showing that 45 abortion facilities closed in 2020. Praise the Lord. You know what, Jess? You know who I want to thank for that also? President Trump. Yeah.
That's right.
I'll tell you why. He led a charge that I think maybe some of our bishops and priests could have been doing. He was speaking for the unborn like a bishop during that year, and I want to thank him for that. As a matter of fact, our good friends at Operation Rescue, Jess, just gave President Trump an award because of his pro-life work. Now, I was part of Operation Rescue. I was arrested back in 1989 or 88. And we did that. And they're saying, President Trump, you did more for the pro-life movement than most religious people. And I laugh because, I mean, he's a baptized Christian. But, I mean, he speaks like for the pro-life unborn babies like bishops should be doing. And so I just want to say that's a good news story that President Trump is getting his acknowledgement, because so many people would say this, Jess, and then we'll get on to the gospel, that he did that just to get elected. Are you kidding me? He's still pro-life, and he's not, you know. In other words, the point of it is, here's a man who spoke up for the little ones, and I think we're going to miss him for that. Jess, let's get to some soul food here from Virgin Most Powerful Radio, the Terry and Jesse Show, the gospel of today's mass reading.
Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20.
Yep, got it.
We're talking about the kingdom of God.
Repent, baby.
At hand.
Yep.
Yeah, this is everything right here. This is the essence of the kingdom.
It is.
It says Jesus is going to preach the gospel in Galilee. Okay, that's in the northern part of Israel, the country of Israel, the state of Israel. It says, now after John was arrested, that's John the Baptist's cousin, Jesus came into Galilee. That's like a province, the northern province of Israel, preaching the gospel of God. The word gospel means good news. And saying, the time is fulfilled. In other words, he's here, the Messiah is here. Mm-hmm. And the kingdom of God is at hand. What does it mean? The catechism says, wherever Jesus is, that's where the kingdom of God is at. So guess what? Down the street from my house, at the parish that I attend, the kingdom of God is inside that parish, because there's a golden tabernacle there with our Eucharistic King.
Amen.
So wherever Jesus is, this is the catechism, that's where the kingdom is at. It says, he says, repent and believe in the gospel. That's what it takes to get to heaven right there. That's it. Repent, that means change your mind, change your ways. Make an about face, face God like the angels, ad orientem, face God,
yep,
and give your back to the world. That's what repent means. It says repent and believe in the gospel. Believe in the gospel means you not only trust in the gospel, you not only rely upon the gospel, you also obey the gospel. That's what the Greek word means, pisteo, to believe. It means to obey the gospel. Verse 16, And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea. Okay, so these are two brothers or fishermen. And it says, for they were fishermen, and Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. By the way, what Jesus told them, that's what he tells us as well. Okay, every single day through Holy Mother Church, through the life of prayer, through the sacraments, through the Holy Spirit that lives in us, Jesus is calling us to be his disciples. He's calling us to himself. And it says, and immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat and the hired servants and followed him. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a good series. I just finished watching the entire 8 series, and they're doing it on season 2. It's called Chosen.
Oh, yeah.
It's made by Protestants. I watched it. Then it was pretty well made. They only got one part wrong.
But
Our Lady was in pain during the childbirth. Everything else was good. Good New Testament stuff. It was really good. Very enjoyable, very entertaining, very Christian, very uplifting. So if you want to watch something that's going to uplift your soul and give you hope, watch The Chosen. They're starting season number 2. And I just found out that the main actor is a solid Catholic.
Yeah, we interviewed him here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, brother.
Okay. Okay, well, I was gone that
day. You were gone that day. What happened is he played Jesus in the Passion Play out here in L.A., and he's a good man. He prayed the Our Father in Aramaic for us here at Virgin Most Powerful.
Wow.
Yes, it's exciting, and I'm glad.
He's a good man.
We need inspiration at this time. Thanks for sharing that, brother. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? I thank the Protestants for putting that together,
Absolutely.
Terry.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, they got one thing wrong, but everything else we could agree with, so God bless them.
Absolutely. Hey, let's bring the smartest guy into the room right now, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And I want to get that locomotive. There it is. Full Sheen ahead. Jess, I had Mother Teresa most of the week last week, but I wanted to take something from a book that you and I both have read years ago called This is the Mass. By Archbishop Sheen. It's out of print, but if anybody can find it on the internet, you should read it. Here's what he said, and this is just powerful. He says, if the Blessed Mother and St. John at the foot of the cross had closed their eyes when our Lord was offering himself for the sins of the world, now check this out, the spiritual effects on them would have been no different from those which we may receive as we assist at the sacrifice of the Mass. But if their eyes were open, they would have been this difference. They would have seen the sacrifice it offered in bloodshed, with blood pouring from the gaping holes of the hands and feet of our Lord. In the Mass, we see it performed without bloodshed. The Mass, therefore, folks, this is something I wish we could get through our thick skulls in the Catholic Church today. Bishop Sheen summarized it by saying, the Mass, source and summit of the Christian life. Okay. The Mass, therefore, is not a substitute for the cross, but the merit we gain at the Mass is the same as the merit we would have gained if we assisted at Calvary. You've heard me say it a million times, Jess. We're present at that one eternal sacrifice when we go to Mass. And Jess, I just have to make this comment, and I want to hear your comment too. But I think of how we shut the Mass down because of COVID-19 and saying that wasn't essential. I'm sorry, Jess, that's a lack of faith to say that the Catholic Mass is not essential when it is the source and summit of the Christian faith.
Terry, I'm glad you mentioned that because I received a letter of complaint of somebody who was saying,
another one?
How can Jess and Terry tell us to go to Mass? You know, what's the matter with them? You know, basically they were saying that you and I were saying people need to go to Mass, and they're saying, well, the government's saying something different. The bishops are saying something different. And so they took opposition with us.
That's fine.
Telling people that we should go to Mass. Okay, so let me mention one thing.
Sure.
At times, Terry and myself, what we do, when we offer doctrine, we'll tell you, oh, this is church teaching.
Yeah.
Okay, like, you know, paragraph such and such, or the Council of Trent, or papal. So when we offer doctrine, that's doctrine. Sometimes we offer suggestions. Sometimes we offer our opinions that are formed by our well-formed conscience. And so Terry and myself, yeah, we're not the USCCB. I get that.
Nope.
We're not the CDF. But in our well-formed Christian conscience, Terry and myself, we appeal to a higher law than the CDC, than the WHO, than politics. We believe that the Mass is essential. Why? Because it's divine law.
Exactly.
It's the third commandment. It was given to us by God. That's higher than anything the government says. That's higher than anything the CDC says.
Yep.
That's higher than anybody on earth. Whoever says anything about the Mass being not essential and you don't have to go, well, I'm just going to
appeal
to
God. They're wrong.
I'm appealed to God.
Yes.
God is higher than He's higher than this Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. He is.
Yep.
Okay?
That's
so,
right.
Having said that, that's our position. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm 59 years old. I've never missed Mass on Sunday in 59 years. I'm not bragging about it.
I'm not bragging.
I'm just sharing.
Yeah.
I've never missed Sunday Mass in 59 years. Even when I was a lukewarm Catholic, I knew there was something different that I had to go. So all I would say is this. Terry and me agree. Of course, if you're sick. Of course, that's always been the teaching
Absolutely.
Of the church. You're dispensed from attending Holy Mass. Of course. But if you're not sick, I will just tell you, let your well-formed moral Christian conscience be your guide by following divine law, which is the third commandment. That's my take.
Well, you got a PhD in common sense, and common sense ain't that common. Hey, when we come back, I've got someone that's going to blow you away. Father Chad Ripper, an exorcist, is going to talk about spiritual warfare and communism. Yep, we'll be right back with that and much more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
You are the light of the world. The city set on a hill cannot be hid. That's us, the Catholic faith,
the
Catholic Church. I want you to listen to a small little vignette from Father Chad Ripperger. It's called Spiritual Warfare and Communism. He did 47 videos. I think this is like video number 12. We're going to go through all of them because I think what he's saying is very relevant to our country at the present moment. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
The term devil means the accuser or slanderer. It's the one that stands and accuses somebody of wrongdoing, whether perceived or real. Demons constantly accuse those that they possess. They're constantly haranguing them. You're evil. You're evil. God doesn't love you because I'm here, and etc. When in point, in fact, God is using the possession to sanctify the individual or help the individual through and to become closer to Him, so that in the end, it's actually a sign that God wants to draw the person closer to Him. Demons also accuse when they obsess people, just constantly making the person feel bad about things or tempt things, which are often false. You know, a person will very often appropriate certain thoughts to themselves, like what kind of an individual would think such a thing, when in point in fact, it's not even from them, it's from the devil. Accusation is done in order to place the person on the defensive. That's why you do it. You accuse him so that he has to defend himself. That is, and it places the person in a position of weakness. This is the goal. This is why demons do it. They accuse you so you feel bad about yourself, and then not only do you have to deal with your own feeling bad about yourself, but then you also have to deal with him and his haranguing. It's to multiply the fronts in the spiritual warfare. It is done to destroy the person's self-image, the image they think other people have of them, as well as the person's very reputation. Demons never accuse the guilty, because they already have them under their control, unless the guilty are trying to straighten their life out. Then they might try it. But generally speaking, they don't accuse those who are guilty because they already have them under their control, as sin places them under their control. Demons will often accuse the possessed of the thing that the demon himself is guilty of. That's one of the signs that, you know, that there's diabolic influences and that the accusation comes from a demon. You see this people who are possessed. If they're possessed and all of a sudden the demon starts telling them they're this, that, and the other thing, he's not going to tell them the truth. He's going to lie to them. He's going to accuse them of stuff that's simply not true. communists accuse others of what they themselves are guilty of. They themselves are guilty of causing harm to other people or not being out for other people's well-being. They themselves are guilty of, you know, sedition and all sorts of other things, or things in which they, you know, try and cause harm or out for their own power, their own good, or that they're just little, you know, they'll accuse others of being tyrants when they themselves actually are. In fact, one of the signs of communism is they'll demand that there's all sorts of democracy until they get in positions of control, and then they just become dictatorial. They even accuse others of accusing you of what they are guilty. This is a chronic problem among politics that subscribe to communist and Marxist ideology. And you can see it just by turning on the television.
Well said, Father.
You've been listening to Father Chad Ripperger's short little presentation, Spiritual Warfare and Communism. He calls this one the accuser. Why is he giving these 47 teachings on YouTube? I talked to him before he did it. He told me last year he's going to do this project. He said the reason is because one party, and you could probably guess, one party has embraced communism.
Yep.
He says, and we're going to start feeling it in the near future. He was prophetic.
Yep.
Yeah, the 20th of this month, this is going to be a new United States of America. And that's why we as Catholics, we have to at least know how they think. And so that we can, bump up our prayer life, bump up our sacramental life, storm heaven with prayer, and also get involved locally in local politics in terms of voting for the right people. Because there are good people that run for office. Good people of faith. We got a good, basically, Terry, we have essentially patriotism versus communism right now.
That's right.
And one of the things that Father Ripperger says, I like, again, he's juxtaposing, here's what he's doing with these 47 videos. He's showing the behavior of demons, and he's essentially saying that they have, that communists have a parallel behavior. And again, just read between the lines.
Well, birds of the feather flocking together.
Communism is coming to America. So exactly. This is what he's showing us right now. So Catholics, this is, and one of the things that he said, I like, Terry, he said that demons constantly accuse those who they possess. He says they constantly harangue them by telling them that you're evil. You're evil. Yeah. God doesn't love you. When in point of fact, God's using the possession to sanctify the individual or to help the individual come closer to God. So all exorcists say this, that actually, possession, it's a tool sometimes used by God to make you holy. I mean, that's a horrible way. That's like boot camp. But the fact is, God will even use something as horrendous as that to make you holy. So let's put that in place. But here's the thing that pertains to us right now. He said this. Communists accuse others of what they themselves are guilty of. They themselves cause harm to other people or for not being for other people's well-being. Terry, we're seeing that right now.
Oh, big time.
Everything that they're accusing President Trump of.
Yes.
Is stuff that the left has been doing, Terry, for 4 years.
And just
riots and street burnings, shootings. And now they're saying this that this event at the Capitol, they're laying blame on him. Again, that's what Father... Communists accuse others of what they themselves are guilty of, Terry.
And you know, Jess, there's that book, Rules for Radicals by Alinsky, and this is right out of the textbook. This is how the devil operates. But I just want to bring one more point, and that is guilty of not helping other people. That's what they accuse people like Trump and others. And I have to ask yourself, if you turn the clock back 1 year to today and look at what was going on in our country, Jesse, we were having more people working, more people were able to support their families and do their duty so well. At why? Because a businessman came in and said, wait a minute, let's work this as a business. Let's put people to work. We had more people working under him than any other president that I'm aware of in my lifetime. And then they're going to say, hey, He's a bad guy because of X, Y, and Z. He's not helping people. Jess, you know what? When was the last time you ran into a poor person who hired somebody? It doesn't happen.
Never happened.
We
in my
need
lifetime.
Successful business. We need our restaurants open. We need people to have jobs, because what's happening, Jess, is they're using this as a collateral damage to say, look, we're not going to do this because we want to help you. Now, where does that come right? It comes right from what Father Chad's saying. This is all textbook. stuff. And they're saying that we're going to have to close all these companies, businesses down. And then what happens is depression sets in, suicide sets in. Who's for all that? Of course, it's the devil, Jess. They're in bed together.
Yeah. And that's the point that he's making here, Terry. Yeah. He also says another thing here. He says, in fact, one of the signs of communism is they will demand that there is all sorts of democracy unless they get in positions of control.
Then it changes.
Then they get dictatorial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Is that happening? He says, they even accuse others of what they're guilty of.
Yeah.
This is a common problem in politics. When they subscribe to communist or Marxist ideology, he goes, you can just see it by just turning on the television. Terry, right now, you want to see a manifestation of communism. They're controlling all levers of communication right now. They're showing their power right now.
Well, not only that, Jesse, I mentioned to you, and you knew this already, that Parler, some of the more conservative alternatives to YouTube have been taken off Amazon's system because they're not going to do it. So here's what's happening. Now, this is a Jess Romero analogy, Jess. I'm going to use it. You mentioned it to me earlier. They're circling the wagons, meaning that we're being shut down as much as we can to have what we call a free voice of being able to have a dialogue with the culture. Anybody who doesn't preach the narrative of one side, you can't have a conversation. That's why I'm encouraging people, Jesse, two things, to make sure they get our app. Because if we get taken down from any other formats, you can always get us on our app. So yes. Just put that on your smartphone as a backup if you're listening now to it. But Jesse, I'm going to be honest with you. In the not too far distance, we might be appreciating really that we have an app more than ever, because that might be the way to communicate. Because right now I see the writing on the wall. They're trying to shut people down like you and myself and others who have a different narrative than liberalism.
That's right, Terry. And even individual Catholics, they'll write to stations and stuff, say, get Terry and Justin.
Oh, we've had that a lot.
Yeah, because we don't like what they say. In fact, this one person wrote, I don't like the way Jesse and Terry, they call it. Here's what the person said, that the way we teach, they say we spew the gospel and prescribe heresy. So
demonstrate where. I always ask that. Yeah. Tell me where.
So I emailed the person. I said, if you can please show me the date, the time, and what Terry and me actually said that was heresy, because heresy is it's a strong word.
Yeah.
The definition of heresy in the catechism is the obstinate denial after baptism of a truth which must be believed with divine and Catholic faith. So I told the person, I emailed back, I said, tell us what day, what show, and what did we say exactly that puts us outside the bounds of the Catholic Church? Of course, I'm going to hear crickets when it comes to that. But and the person's big issue is the fact that we voted for Donald Trump. That was a big issue. And all I could say, and the person told me, he's been divorced a couple of times. And I just said, look it. Have you ever done something that you regret in the past?
Once or twice.
I have. That's why we have the sacrament of confession. So I told the person that's complaining that President Trump has been divorced twice. I said, would you hold your entire life as the perfect example for the entire world as what it means to be a follower of Christ and a Catholic? Are you willing to put your entire life open for the whole world that you're the perfect example of what it means to be Catholic? I don't think any of us qualify, because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Terry?
Yeah, well, my fun story is when someone says, everything you guys say, Romero, Barber, you've never said a truthful thing. And I say, well, it's 20 minutes after the hour. I just proved you wrong, because that's the time it is. So my point is, I like to have fun with people who attack us because I love them. I don't take it personal, Jess, and I know you don't either. It's the truth. Hey, Jess, I want to remind people, Dan Snyder, you are coming to Southern California for the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Now, we have a limited amount of seats in the chapel because of COVID-19. But if you do want to come in to the chapel, call 877 526-2151. If you want to register, just go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And it's going to be a virtual conference, but for a handful of people, they'll be able to meet up with Jess and Dan and myself on Saturday. This is this Saturday, the 16th of January. When we come back, we'll talk more about what really went on in the last 2 months regarding the November 4th election that I think you'll be surprised to hear. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
We got to pray for our country every single day. That's one of the civic responsibilities of being a Catholic.
That's right.
The word patriot comes from the word patria, which means father. On earth, this is the fatherland on earth, okay? We're ultimately made for heaven, but nonetheless, God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what the Bible says. And so as Catholic Christians, we got to pray for our country and our elected leaders. That's right. Whether you voted for them or not, the Bible says that we're called to pray for anybody in leadership in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and following. We're called to pray for those in elected leadership. Terry, but this election is far more sinister than people think, because what's currently happening in the United States, it's this division is not good. Division between Republicans, Democrats, even division within the conservative movement.
Oh yeah,
and it's being used by the left all over the world to use as a cudgel to make us out as people of faith, people that defend life and family. They want to make us out to be crazy by this what happened at the Capitol a few days ago.
On the 7th of October, yep.
Yeah, but if anybody's able to see, again, these are the very tools that they use to steal the election.
Yeah.
In other words, the social media monopolies, they just like they manipulated the elections, a fair election, and they've basically lied outright to conceal the truth. Now they're censoring, Terry, the president of the United States.
That's right.
With impunity, and nobody on either side, on either side of the aisle, is even disputing this, Terry. This is disgraceful.
Well,
this massive manipulation of elections, and now this drunkenness for power that we see on the left, again. I've never seen anything in my life like this happen in the United States. We need to pray like never before, because the truth has become obvious in many ways, but yet falsehoods are also very effective, because the vast majority of good people are being deceived right now because the social media, the tech giants, and the mainstream media, Terry, which that's 90% of the communication industry, is controlled right now by dark forces, by people on the left.
Jesse, my take on all this is a non-conforming politician. In other words, not a politician, became the president of the United States. He was not a governor. He wasn't even the mayor of a small city. He was a businessman. He comes into Washington. Everybody's shocked. Let me just give you my scenario and then tell me where I'm wet. He comes in. There's no way he's going to become the president of the United States. Everybody's saying, are you kidding me? It's not going to happen. And then it happens, and they go, oh man, we got to do something about this. Make sure this never happens again. As a matter of fact, let's make him a lesson for anybody who's not part of the boys club to come in thinking they can just become the president of the United States without joining this club of political correctness, because we're not going to have that happen again. So let's really treat him so that nobody is ever even going to want to do this, especially with his persuasion on life issues, on business. No, we got to do it the political way, which is put your finger up in the air and see which wind is blowing and who's going to give me the most money to make my vote count. Jess, am I onto something?
You're absolutely onto something, Terry. And I'll tell you what inspires me. When you look at the Catholics in the past, Terry, you know, St. Maximilian Kolbe, he was living in a time like this.
Yeah, he was.
He was right after World War I, and yep. And he knew, well, you know what? I know the communists control all the levers of power.
Yep.
I got to find a way to start putting printed material out there to the masses to give them the truth.
Right.
And also, even today, Terry, January 11th, In 1584, there's a saint called, you know, Blessed William Carter.
Oh.
He was born in London. He got in trouble today, January 11, 1584. Why? He got in trouble for printing Catholic materials during the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. And he was eventually brought to trial. He was convicted. He was hung, drawn, and quartered. Blessed William Carter, pray for us. And Terry, as Catholics, here's a few points that I'll make.
Yeah.
Is that
I want solutions too? We're gonna get.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Yes.
By House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying we need to impose the 25th Amendment, that's not an answer to anything.
No.
You already have a new administration coming in a few days.
Yep.
Joe Biden keeps talking about we need to reunite the country. I just hope he should stand up and rebuke his party, Terry, and tell him, you know what, I'm coming in a few days. We're not doing anything. So stand down. He should take it upon himself. And also, another thing that I think is kind of interesting is that a lot of people think that this country has basically as divided as it was during the Civil War. I hope they're wrong. I hope that that cooler heads prevail, and a lot of Catholic leaders, of course, myself included, nobody wants violence in the U.S. Capitol. That doesn't represent patriots and conservatives and people of faith.
Nope.
And in fact, Archbishop Salvatore Corleone of San Francisco, he said this: doubts about free and fair elections, which, you know, we all believe that, cannot be redressed by violence against our democratic institutions.
Amen.
And Terry, I can tell you that just because somebody's a patriot doesn't mean that that they're not oftentimes nutty. And I say that because you've probably seen a picture of a guy with horns.
Oh yeah, we've all
with like fur on his head. And
you've seen.
He's from here. He's from Arizona. He's from Tempe, Arizona. And I've seen him at a bunch of the Patriot rallies in downtown at the state capitol. I mean, I've actually stood a few feet from him, okay? And he dresses just like that, and he got a spear with him. Now, him and I, we probably don't agree on anything. I mean, so just because somebody loves this country and voted for President Trump, it doesn't mean we're on the same page. We probably don't agree on anything other than who we voted for president. But he's one of the guys that you see all over the pictures as one of the guys that raided the Capitol. He's got a spear on, dressed the way he does here in Arizona. And it's just come out. People that know him say that it's on the internet, so I'm not making stuff out of whole cloth. He's a practicing shaman, which means he's a witch doctor.
Wow.
And so I think if him and I would talk, we would disagree about virtually everything other than who we voted for president. So what I'm saying is there are, and we have to admit it, we do have nutty people on the right. And you know that as well, Terry, when you were part of Operation Rescue, the pro-life movement, you saw well-intentioned but nutty people also alongside with you.
Let me give an example. And the pro-life movement, I would never go and shoot a doctor, okay? But we've had some people in the pro-life movement, rarely.
Not many,
but the guy goes in and shoots the doctor, and then they say, oh, you see, all you pro-lifers, you want to, use violence. No, we don't use violence. Prayed our rosary. The thousands and thousands of pro-lifers putting rosaries in our hands and praying for women and men to change their hearts for abortion. No, but if one person does something, and Jesse, I'm going to be honest, I did a little research. We're talking about maybe 40 people who actually went in and did the damage in the White House, okay, or in the Congress.
Capitol.
That's what I got a report on. So because of those people, they're going to throw us all under the bus. You see, that's how it works. And that's why I think, and I'm going to be honest with you, Jess, I think they're going to use this against all of us who are conservative for years to come. And that's just how I see it, because they say that never let something good happen. You know, in other words, take
don't
advantage.
Let a good,
something that happens, like Trump brings
go to waste.
Hundreds of thousands of people to Washington to say, look, you know, we're here to support this. And then a few people get in trouble by breaking the law, and they should be punished fully by the law, every one of them. But the point I'm trying to convey is they use this against all of us who are trying to do what's right.
People of goodwill.
And then they're going to hit this, that. And what we need to do, in my opinion, Jess, is two. It's like four or five things. One, pray every day for our country. Strive for sanctity, living in the presence of God. Yes, that's how we get our peace, not from President Trump. And here's my line. See if you like this one, Jess. Let's elect Jesus Christ into our life. You like that? I just thought of it before the show, and Anthony said, put it down. Yeah, elect Jesus Christ into your life. Have the peace there. Number two, love your family, love your neighbors. Number three, speak truth to power, no matter what the cost. Gathering inspiration from people like, well, I'd say Bishop Athanasius Schneider, who I've known personally, and Bishop Joseph Strickland, all these people who are willing to take a stand for truth and be able to pay the price for it. I respect them. Number four, prepare for darkness and more persecution, knowing, however, that in the end, Christ will be victorious. Yes, you just said that. You think that when we have this next administration, it's going to be dark for us Christians. Well, we've got Christ. Number five, continue to condemn senseless political violence and acknowledge it is far from concentrated, normal, or prevalent of the American right, no matter what mainstream media tells us. Voter fraud, I know I'm going to get kicked off for saying that, tyranny, and all other forms. In other words, just we just want the truth, and we have a name for truth. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. We condemn violence. As Catholic Christians, and I know the mainstream media is trying to say, "No, these guys support it." No, we don't. But unfortunately, these are the big culprits right now, Terry. You got the mainstream media, the tech giants. Not only that they manipulate the election, but they're also right now controlling the flow of information. We don't even know where the president's at or what he's saying. And so right now, Terry, the danger is they have a near total monopoly to bamboozle the public worldwide.
Yep.
And they're pulling accounts on the political right and the center. And the fact is, as Catholics at this point, Terry, we could see that our faith and hope is not in man, like the Bible says in the book of Psalms. Do not put your trust in the princes of the earth. Put your trust in God.
Terry, well said. When we come back, we're going to talk about Father Frank Pavone's letter. Also, I just want to remind you, it's not too late to register for the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call us at 877-526-2151. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deep in love with Jesus.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Before we put Lewis on the line, I just want to remind everybody, this Saturday, we're going to have a great conference on spiritual warfare. You can be anywhere in the world and you can listen to it via the computer by our app. And if you want to register for that, just call us at 877-526-2151. And you can actually you can actually go online to register. Lewis was just dropped. He'll be coming back online. Jess, let's talk about Father Frank Pavone. What's he up to? He's got something.
He got some good words, Terry. He says, it's time to get to work by Father Frank Pavone. He says,
I love it.
President Trump has begun the MAGA movement. Mm-hmm. And as he said the other day, we've only just begun our fight to make America great again. Political campaigns start and end. Presidential terms expire based on constitutional timelines, but strong and transformative movements long outlast both. And we're part of such a movement. While the fake news, corrupt Democrats, and establishment politicians try to distract us with all kinds of noise and nonsense, we need to start focusing and organizing about what we need to do. Number one, educate people about the accomplishments of President Trump. Remember, the Democrats don't just want President Trump out of the White House. They want him out of the hearts, minds, and memories of the American people. And if the sick radical left is always trying to cancel the memories of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, it's not hard to conclude that they want to do this to President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to happen. And that in part is because you and I and tens of millions of other patriots will study more deeply and proclaim more loudly all that he has accomplished and that we have accomplished with him, and we will both defend it and build on it, begin by studying and spreading it all in detail at info at Father Pavone put up this website, prolifepresident.com, prolifepresident.com. Terry, next bullet.
Well, let me just mention something. You hit the bullets. I just want to mention something, that the babies that are being aborted right now that are going to be coming into this new administration, they're screaming for help, okay, Jess? That's why we can't be silent. We have to continue this fight for the unborn. And that's what Father Frank Pavone is doing. He's saying, look, you know, keep the pressure on the administrations.
Yeah.
You know, keep being pro-life. Don't turn away and say, oh, we lost. No, no. You know what, Jess? Last time I looked, and I look every day, I know who wins. It's Jesus Christ. And so for me, on the pro-life, we just have to keep being who we are as pro-life Christians. And even you who are listening that's not Christian, stand up for life. That's what Father Frank, hit the next bullet, Jess.
He says, expose the Democrats. Their extremism does not represent the American people. Expose it via their corrupt via their platform, their statements, the bills they introduce or oppose, and the votes they take. For instance, the corrupt Democrats are not willing to protect babies born alive after a failed abortion.
Wow.
That bill will come up again from the Republicans in this Congress. Most citizens who voted for Democrats don't know they elect the supporters of infanticide. It's time to rip the veil off their eyes on this and numerous other policies. Next bullet.
Hit it.
Get to know your Republican, state, and federal legislators. Back them up and work with them closely. Reach out to them starting today. We have to coalesce strongly to resist the ridiculous anti-American agenda of the Democrats. And I would just say, make sure that the person is conservative, because there's rhinos as well.
And Jesse, let's just explain that. That's a biblical term, is it not, Jess? One more time.
Absolutely. Make sure that they're conservative.
I know, but go ahead.
And what does it mean? Well, it's a synonym for tradition.
Exactly.
Conservative and tradition are synonyms in Webster's Dictionary.
Right.
And so conservative, if you look it up, all it simply means is to conserve traditions.
Yep.
It's not a bad word.
Nope.
It means, for example, I'll give you an example. Before 2010, the entire world and every country, every religion, held to natural law between a man and a woman. So a conservative thought would be, we want to preserve the tradition of male and female marriage as it's been understood from the beginning of time in every country, every religion, every race up until 2010. See, that would be conservative. We want to conserve what's always been the understanding of marriage based on natural law and divine law. To be progressive would be no. We have to move beyond the natural male-female construct, and we have to progress into different modalities and different arrangements of people living together and fornicating and having sex and being intimate. We need to progress into, you know, three men or two men or three women or two women or a man and a juvenile, a woman and a juvenile. That's progressive, and that's dangerous, Terry.
Absolutely. Jesse, just to give a plug for the conference that's coming up, people can go online. That would be the best way to register, virginmostpowerfulradio.org. You've got Dan Snyder coming with you, Jess. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to do this Saturday.
Dan Snyder, there's two people in the world that are lay people that have been trained personally by Father Ripperger for years. It's Dr. Dan Snyder and Kyle Clement. And so it would be like if you could say, I don't know if you're into martial arts, say, I trained with Bruce Lee for years. This is the equivalent of that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dan Snyder and Kyle Clement have both been trained by the best exorcists in the world right now. He's a Thomist. He's a PhD. These are his top students. His top student's going to fly over to West Covina, and he's going to give some riveting talks on Saturday. Again, he not only is he a scholar, but he's also somebody who currently works on an exorcism team. So He's doing this all the time. He has hands-on experience. There's basically no question that you can ask him that he can't answer. And again, he's just going to be prepared to drink a glass of water from a fire hydrant when Dan Schneider gets there.
And the way to register is go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Hey, Jess, I just want to wrap up some things in a couple minutes here about how we have, as committed Christians, Catholics, especially Catholics, the universal call to holiness, that we are here. How do we get our hope up? It's not going to be in man. It's going to be in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I want to remind people the five stones of King David every day. And the reason we do this is because without your prayer life, without your relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to be depressed. That's why, in my opinion, Jess, we have suicide going crazy because of COVID-19, because they don't have any trust. Jess, I was just here last night with, are you ready for this? Praying with people who, the husband and wife were murdered in East LA, and we had the funeral here at our chapel. And the two kids that survived are 8 and 9 years old. Can you imagine being there and telling, they had no religion, nothing. And you see, they were totally a mess, and people were just wailing, and you know, there's a danger of other guys shooting at each other. I mean, you see what happens when you don't have faith, Jess? And this is why I tell people the five stones. Let's get hit them right now, Jess.
Yeah, as Catholics, let's remember that Pope Leo the 13th said that we're made for combat.
Amen.
We're made for combat, and I know these are hard times, my fellow Catholics, but hard times, you know what happens? During hard times, God raises up saints and heroes. And so there's no more middle ground to hide in. Here's what we should be doing as good Catholic soldiers for Christ. Praying the rosary every day. No excuses. No excuses. Nope. The rosary is your New Testament slingshot.
I love it.
David slew Goliath with a slingshot and five stones. We will slay the Goliaths in our life, in our culture of death, with the five stones of the rosary. Number two, go to Mass as often as possible. For sure, every Sunday, and in a state of grace, by the way.
Yeah.
And visit our Lord during the week. Make sure you sign up to become a weekly adorer of the Lord Jesus Christ in your parish. Number three, read the Bible every single day. Because ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How can you, St. Thomas Aquinas says, how can you love the God that you do not know? How can you love God that you do not know? How do we know God? St. Jerome says, reading Scripture, we get to know God, who He is, His attributes, His character, His nature, His love for us, His mercy, His forgiveness, and even His judgment and justice.
Amen.
Number four, as Catholics, we have to become penitential people. That means more praying and fasting, abstinence. Add that those components to your life. That should be happening every Friday. Every Friday should be a day of penance. That's in the new code of canon law.
Yeah.
If you want to go old school, you got Wednesdays and Fridays. People go Wednesdays and Fridays for more prayer and penance. And number five, make sure you stay in a state of grace. By saying an act of contrition every night in your evening prayers before you go to bed, say a heartfelt act of contrition after you examine your conscience. And if you're in mortal sin, get to confession as soon as possible so that you can stay in a state of grace. It's recommended by some of the spiritual giants in the Catholic Church that for a lay Catholic, once a month is essential.
And remember what Bishop Sheen said about the Mass. We are present at that one eternal sacrifice when we're at Holy Mass. Let's unite our sufferings with the sufferings of Christ for the good of the church. Remember Our Lady said this, Jess. I've said this so many times. Our Lady said that souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Every action of your life is like a blank check. If you have Christ's name on it, it has infinite value. So what are we saying to the team? Cheer up! We know the end of the story.
Yep.
That's all.
And I'll tell you, our hope here in the Terry and Jesse Show, and what gets us through all this election stuff, and we have to keep reminding ourselves is, number one, before all elections, God was God.
Yeah, man.
Number two, during the campaign, during the stealing and all this stuff, God is still God.
Yep.
And number three, after the 20th of this month, God will still be God. So remember, in the end, we have the certainty when all this plays out at the end of time, Truth will triumph over lies.
Amen.
Light will triumph over darkness, and good will triumph over evil.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ will be Lord of all. So stand firm, Catholics. Hold your head up high. Hold your chin up high. Keep a stiff upper lip. And remember, let's storm heaven with prayer.
And that's why here at Virgin Most Powerful, we can say this with all our hearts. We're too blessed to be stressed. We're too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, we'd all be billionaires, because our hope is in Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank all of you who are monthly supporters. That allows us for our third straight year for Virgin Most Powerful Radio to start. And I thank you for that, because we couldn't do it without you. If you want to become a monthly donor, call us at 877-526-2151 or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Hey, up next, our good doctor is in. Yes, Dr. Ed Mazza, the bar of history. You know what? You can learn so much from Dr. Ed Mazza when it comes to history. It'll help us get through this time that we're living in today. So I want to thank you again for participating with Virgin Most Powerful Radio. May God richly bless you and your family. And as we say, full sheen ahead at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.